Hey, this is Graham English Talks, and normally what I would do right now is play a song from the PodSafe Music Network, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to go ahead because it's been a long time and feel I need to check in a little bit and don't want to waste too much of your time. So where have I been? I've been MIA, and a lot of the reason is some stuff that's gone down business-wise, and I'll share a little bit about what happened. I was the victim of some internet fraud. My business Yahoo search account got hacked. And over the course of a weekend, I don't check my stats on the weekend, so I didn't know this was happening until Monday morning when I'm like, what are these charges? This person hacked into my account, charged up about $18,000 worth of clicks for a payday loan scam. And what ended up happening is all these charges went through my account, shut down basically my business account, overdrew it. And that, if anyone's ever had something like that happen, they know that it escalates. You know, it's an avalanche of things that are going to happen after that. So I couldn't pay vendors because my bank account was drained. And so the vendors shut down services when they don't get paid, which means that no money is coming in because certain things aren't in place to bring money in. So bottom line, I lost a ton of money on this. It did get cleared up. Yahoo had to, they did credit all that money back to me. Thank you, Yahoo. It did take them quite a while to do it. They had to go through their protocol. My bank had to go through their protocol. So you know, I lost a lot of money with the bank. I had to file a fraud report with the police. All of this stuff, you know, these things had to happen or had to be done in order to get a lot of my money back. And so I lost a lot of business. I lost a lot of time. And that threw off a lot of momentum that I had with some projects that I've been working on. You know, the blogging, my Song a Week project, my fitness, everything basically got thrown a curveball, and I struck out big time. So I'm back in play now. I'm still not quite in the groove with some things, and so I'm rebooting, which is kind of the one of the purpose of this podcast is I'm working with Sean Phillips. Sean Phillips came out with a book, Strength for Life. And he's a friend of mine. He lives in Colorado, and we agreed to do a reboot and start it today. And a reboot is something that he's written about in this book, Strength for Life. I highly recommend it. Go out and get it if you value fitness, health. Go get this book. So the reboot is part of the process of his Strength for Life program, and the idea is, let's say you want to start a fitness program. You're like, I got to get in shape, or I want to improve my shape, or whatever you want to do. So you go, you start a new program, you research it, you figure out what you're going to do, and that Monday you hit it. Well, if your body's already under stress through maybe poor diet or a lack of exercise or the wrong type of exercise or work stress or all of these things, and you just put a workout program on top of that, add more stress to stress, well, you know, it's not going to work for you. You might be great the first couple days, but you lose motivation. You won't get the gains you thought. You'll put more stress on you, so you end up feeling worse. All of these things. So his reboot is a process. It's a two-week-long program where you remove some things from your diet. No alcohol, refined sugars, some other things. But you can eat lean meats. You can eat all the fruit and vegetables you want. I mean, it's not too restrictive, but you know, you are taking certain things and having none of it. The actual workout you're going to be doing is 3 days a week. It's mild. It's basic exercises just to keep your, you know, start to prepare your body and reboot your body. And that's what I'm doing today. Today's day one. It's Monday. I feel great about it. I had my full strength shake. These are shakes that Sean's company makes, and they're really awesome. I love them. So check those out too. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm starting a reboot. a physical reboot, a mental reboot, because, you know, when something like a fraud or something bad happens to you and you just can't find the reason, you know, like, why would this happen to me kind of stuff, it throws your mind in a loop. And I'm always somebody who's tried to condition my mind and direct my mind in ways that are productive, in ways that are constructive, and, you know, not indulge in poor thinking strategies, poor thinking. You know, I try and speak my self-talk. I try and make it as in line with my vision and purpose, so it doesn't steer me away, you know. And when something like that happens to you, it throws you for a loop, and all of a sudden you start asking questions. Why did this happen to me? You know, and those aren't good types of questions you want to be asking yourself. Why did this happen to me? Because you deserved it. You're an asshole. And that, you get those kinds of answers when you ask those kinds of questions, rather than, what can I do about this now? How can I come out of this better off? And so I'm rebooting my thought process as well as my body. And get back into the composing game too, more diligently and more disciplined. So I'm doing a reboot. I can't wait to find out how I feel after a couple weeks of clean living. So what else is going on? I've got some other things coming up. I've got a coaching program that I'm really looking forward to announcing. You'll hear about that. I've got some Logic Studio training that's going to be launched fairly soon. You'll be able to go to logicstudiotraining.com and sign up for the announcements. There'll be a lot of free training on there for you to check out. So look for that. Stay tuned to the blog for the coaching. So the Song a Week project that I started in 2008, it's obviously, I have not written a song a week. I've written more than I have in a really long time. I probably have written more songs than I did in an entire six-month period. Actually, this entire year period in 2007, so I'm really happy about that. But I have not kept up with the song a week. You know, things happened. I had to go out and get a lot of work when all of that shit went down. So, such is life, you know. I made myself accountable, and I have not reached my goal, but I'll tell you what, just setting that goal out there has made me more productive than ever, so I'm really overall happy about it. And I plan on making up a lot of this time. You know, I've got a bunch of songs in the works. They just need to be finished. The goal is to go, you know, 7 days start to finish. I might have to fudge that for some things just to get things done and get the number up there, because I really want the number of material. The more material you have, the greater you can cherry pick the best stuff out of it. So one of the things I'm going to be working on is the immersion, what's it called? The immersion music method. And this is, I got this from a book that I bought, The Frustrated Songwriter's Handbook: A Radical Guide to Cutting Loose, Overcoming Blocks, and Writing the Best Songs of Your Life. Highly recommend that you go out and get that book. If you go to wiki.grahamenglish.net, that and some of the other books that I'm currently reading are on there, and you can link to them directly. It's a fantastic book, and the idea is you spend an entire day, no breaks, just composing, and you come up with a set amount of songs. I believe it's 8 songs that they want you to come up with. Now, a song to them is, well, that's for you to define. And that's another thing that I've been working with. I want a little more flexibility in a song a week. So it doesn't have to be a song per se. Like, it doesn't have to be a chorus verse song. It could be just a work of music. Because I've got some other things that I've completed that I haven't published that I would consider a song, even though it doesn't have a verse and a chorus. So it's still a work of music. But in a day, trying to come up with 8 songs, I mean, I'll leave the book to explain itself. Just go get it and read it, and you'll be inspired. After you read it, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I gotta do one of these, and I've gotta use some of these techniques to just come up with some ideas. So that's where I'm at. I don't have, you know, the complete list of songs that I should at the moment, but we'll catch up somewhat. And I still would like to have 50 by the end of the year. I still think that's possible. I haven't given up on that, just it hasn't been per week. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm still putting out a ton of stuff a lot more stuff than I did in 2007. So that's great news. So I guess I'll leave it there. Blogging will be coming back. I'm going to be less. Sorry, I had to hang up on somebody just there for a second. I'm going to be less concerned with writing full articles and having every post be, you know, amazing value. And I'm going to be more focused on just putting out there what I want. Not everything has to be complete. Same with... All right, I'm going to pause this and answer this phone. Okay. You know, this is off the cuff here. We roll the way we roll. We work things into our schedule. Doesn't have to be perfect, as you can see. And I'd encourage you to live your life that way, too. Just publish. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to subscribe to your blogs. And I've got some friends that blog. They don't know that I read their blogs, and they think nobody reads their blogs. And it's such honesty when you get it that you get that kind of, when you get that kind of honesty, it feels good. So I would encourage you to go out there and just publish everything. Publish your music, even if it's incomplete. We don't care that your songs are fully mixed and fully, you know, everything's perfect. It doesn't matter to us. We want to hear what you have to say. Some of your most popular stuff will be the little snippets, the little loops that you put out there that you didn't think were going to touch anybody, but yet they touch people. So publish your thoughts, publish your music, put it all out there and think about it. Take your favorite person in the world, whether it be a musician or just a person, and if they just blogged what they were thinking throughout the day and you got a little bit of an insight into how they thought, how they lived their life, wouldn't that turn you on? It would me. I mean, if Radiohead would give me a little bit of stuff in between the albums, some loops, some choruses and verses and some of the, you know, not... just whatever they felt like sharing, I would eat it up. And if I didn't have the time to eat it up, no worries. It's not like, you know, it's a big conveyor belt. It's like one of those sushi conveyor belts that's going around. You don't have to eat every single piece that comes your way. You just, when you're ready, you grab the piece that appeals to you, and that's the way it works. And that's kind of the way information is now. You don't have to read every article on the newspaper, just the ones that interest you. Just the ones that you think might have value for you. Just the ones people have said, you know, you should read this article, read those. You don't have to read everything. And so you don't expect everyone to read or listen to everything you do, but still do it. I think that's a valuable practice for yourself, and I think it adds value to the people in your lives that want to know about you. So tell me what your blogs are. Tell me your podcasts. I'll listen to them all. I won't listen to them all. I'll listen to them when I can. And that's how it is. So I thank you for listening. And I am going to close this out with my latest song from the 2008 Song a Week project. What's it called? It's called One of These Nights. Thanks for listening. I'm gonna buy a big old mansion, yeah. And one of these days, yeah. I'm gonna drive a fine car or two, well, with all the things I want, how can I enjoy them too, if I can't share them? That you're ready to go, 'cause it's almost first class takeoff time. One of these nights, so you and I.
things on our mind. And the time that I spent it telling everybody about his behavior, yeah, won't be as long as the time I spent with you. Gonna travel around this great big world, you know. Come on, one of these days, yeah. I'm gonna dine some real important people like Stevie Wonder, you know what I'm saying? But with all the places in this world, I've got to have me a girl who ain't afraid to see something. I would love to wake up next to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of these nights, see, you and I will get right down to the things on our mind. And the time that I spent, girl, telling everybody about his behavior, yeah, won't be as long as the time I spent with you. One of these nights, it's gonna be me.